we're going to do one quick one.
Okay.
We don't have a lot of time for too much. Actually, it's not a quick one. It's a longer one, but let's see what we how fast we can do
okay.
it, John. Okay. If this,
so instead of talking through it, once you're finished, I'm just going to go jump right into the interpretation.
Perfect.
And if the Lord lets me. We'll see.
Okay.
I'll dare to believe that I can do
yes.
that.
Yes. And if people have questions, you can always email in to Dare to Believe or to Dreams Ministries and ask about it, and we'll let you know. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. The title of this dream is Professional Baseball Game in Florida.
Okay.
I was down in Tampa, Florida, I believe it was, and I was with some people I knew, and we went to a Tampa Rays game, which ended up being a really fun time. I remember sitting in like a main part of the ballpark where you can be seen and people walked through. I remember commenting to some of the people around me and even some of the people I knew how funny the announcer was and how much he wore his emotions and frustrations on his sleeve. So thinking how the announcer's funny. This announcer would express the amount of frustration anytime the Tampa Rays players made a bad play or just a dumb play, and it was hilarious. The fans and people around me were laughing when I said that. Seemed like the people really liked me, like they thought I was just an interesting and fun guy or something. I remember thinking to myself, wow, wouldn't it be interesting if somehow I ended up running into one of the girls from the podcast thing and we ended up hitting it off, and or God told them and me that, hey, this is your spouse or something like that. Pretty wild. It was fun being down in Tampa, though. I'm pretty sure it was Tampa. It could have been Miami Marlins, but I'm pretty sure it was Tampa. I do remember the stadium being a bit enclosed with a white roof. It seemed very old school. So it could have been Miami. I don't know. But it seemed like Tampa for some reason, and an overall fun dream. Also, I remember some music coming on during the game, and it might have been the Star Spangled Banner, because when I heard it, I thought I should stand up, but I waited, and then a few others started to stand up, and then I did too. And I remember almost standing at attention when, in a way, as there were many other fans there as well, when I was standing there almost at attention. Yeah, I'm not sure. That's a kind of an over-explanation, but yep, I think that's it.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah. So, and here's one of the fun things when you have a dream this long. You've just got to pull the main pieces. Professional baseball game in Florida, public place, funny announcer, and really appreciating being appreciated and liked, and curious about potential of more favor. And that's basically the interpretation. Right, that this person has been in a place of observing what seems like a professional team doing their thing, and under the sun, S-O-N, Florida, S-U-N, under the sun. And
because God does a lot of metaphorical wordplays.
Yes, yeah, yeah, he loves those metaphors. And this person is trying to discover their place where they have favor. They're not actually playing the game. They're not actually commentating. But there's a relational connection that they have with others. And they're wondering what God is going to do with this. This position is not the right, not even role, but with this season, with this time. Because it's not like it's place in their life. I guess that's a way of saying this place in
their
life.
Season of their life.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, looking for more favor in the midst of finding favor.
And looking for relationship. Because
looking for relationship.
Hoping that they'll find maybe a spouse.
Right.
This whole thing. So looking for relationship with the people around them just by being funny and joyful.
Yep.
But looking for a deeper relationship.
Deeper relationship.
As well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So the favor from the people that are around, but also looking for that mm-hmm. deeper relationship, mm-hmm. that favor from, from somebody specific.
And we usually call this just a self-conditioned dream, right? Because the Lord's talking to them.
Yeah, this is what's going on in your heart.
Yeah, and really the Lord gives a lot of these dreams that
right.
they're very common, and it's just saying to this individual, to the dreamer, I see you, I understand you, I care about you. And
right.
that's really what it's about.
Yeah, because there's no real prophetic message as to what's going to happen, because there's no real interaction. It's just kind of personality being revealed.
Yeah.
Rather than action that's being accomplished.
Yeah, but I think when you started, you said just watching all the professionals do it, and life can feel like that, or church and Christianity can feel like that. Like, look at all the professionals. I'm just trying to do it. I'm just trying to do life with the people around me. Yeah. And I'm trying to comment on what's going on and people making comments about Christianity in general, but I'm trying to find my place. And that's really what's going on with the Dreamer.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
Cool.
So want to bless this one and then bless this Dreamer. Yeah.
So Lord, I'm praying that you would allow this person to really be at home with how you've created them and the role that you've given them to play, that they would be able to recognize how they belong, where they belong, and they would be able to feel that sense of belonging and acceptance that their heart is longing for in the name of Jesus.
Mm-hmm. So, John, thank you again for being with us. These have been really a fun bunch of podcasts.
Yeah.
I love interpreting dreams with you. Just so fun talking about God with you, too. So, again, this is John Thomas from Streams Ministries. You can find him at streamsministries.com. I'm Christy Grainer with Dare to Believe, and you can find us at dtbmn.org. Thank you for joining us.